From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, Seoul Mayor Oh Se-hoon is fined 10 million won for accepting illegal political funds and will lose his post if the Supreme Court opposes the ruling. Industry Minister Kim Jong-gun departs for Washington to discuss pending bilateral matters amid the dispute over e-commerce giant Coupang. And oil tankers alter routes in the Red Sea following a declared maritime blockade on Saudi Arabia by the Iran-backed Houthi militia in Yemen. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Choi. Seoul Mayor Oh Se-hoon has been fined 10 million won, or about $7,000, for violating the Political Funds Act ahead of the 2021 by-election. The Seoul Central District Court also ordered Oh to forfeit 21 million won on Wednesday after finding that he received the results of opinion polls from political broker Myung Tae-kyun and had a supporter cover the costs. The court ruled that Oh commissioned opinion polls from Myung before the 2021 Seoul mayoral by-election primary and that his longtime supporter Kim Han-jung paid 21 million won on his behalf, rejecting Oh's claim that he had not requested the surveys. Kim and former Seoul Deputy Mayor Kang Cheol-won were found to have acted as go-betweens for Oh and Myung, for which Kim was fined 5 million won and Kang 3 million won. If the ruling is upheld after all appeals are exhausted, Oh will lose his position as mayor under the Public Official Election Act, which disqualifies elected officials from office if they are convicted of political fund violations resulting in fines of 1 million won or more. Industry Minister Kim Jong-gun left for Washington on Wednesday in an effort to expedite the implementation of Seoul's investment pledges under last year's trade deal and in hopes of settling the bilateral dispute over the e-commerce business Coupang. Kim told reporters that misunderstandings over Coupang will be resolved and ties with Washington will not be affected. Pe Ju-yeon has more.
What began as a local consumer data breach has escalated into a diplomatic row. Industry Minister Kim Jong-gun has departed for Washington to discuss pending bilateral issues, including the protracted dispute over the e-commerce giant Coupang.
Regarding Coupang, we believe there is sound logic and sufficient ground supporting our position. There have been some misunderstandings on the U.S. side, which we have consistently sought to clarify, and I believe there is now a certain level of mutual understanding between my counterpart and myself. Misunderstandings can be cleared up, and gaps are to be bridged. I do not believe that the long-standing South Korea-U.S. alliance can be shaken by a single issue like this.
Speaking to reporters at the airport Wednesday morning, Kim dismissed claims that Seoul turned protectionist against the U.S.-incorporated Coupang headquartered in Seattle. The dispute arose after South Korea imposed a record $423 million fine on Coupang over last year's massive customer data breach, which then led to intense political lobbying in Washington. Kim is scheduled to attend the opening ceremony of the South Korea-U.S. Shipbuilding Partnership Center as part of the bilateral MASGA, or Make American Shipbuilding Great Again project. Pedro and KBS World Radio News.
Oil tankers are altering their routes in the Red Sea following a declared maritime blockade on Saudi Arabia by the Iran-backed Houthi militia in Yemen. With shipping severely disrupted in the Strait of Hormuz and with the Red Sea route now under siege, there are mounting concerns that global crude supplies could drop by as much as 25%. Rosenbach has this report.
Yemen's Houthi group claimed on Tuesday local time that six ships had turned back within 24 hours after receiving warnings as part of its blockade on Saudi shipping. According to international vessel tracking sites, two oil tankers loaded with Saudi crude bound for China and India made U-turns in the Red Sea and headed instead toward the Suez Canal. If the Red Sea gateway, the Bab el-Mandab Strait, is closed, delivering Saudi crude to East Asia will require a much longer detour through the Suez Canal into the Mediterranean Sea and around Africa via the Cape of Good Hope. The Wall Street Journal estimates that simultaneous disruptions at Bab el-Mandeb and the Strait of Hormuz could threaten 25% of the global crude oil supply, and that shipping traffic will also plunge to half its current level if the Houthi blockade fully materializes. Amid mounting concern, the International Energy Agency has warned against complacency over global oil security, saying the escalating conflict in the Middle East continues to pose risks to energy markets despite emergency stock releases and alternative supply routes to cushion disruptions. Since the closure of the Strait of Hormuz, South Korea has relied on the Bab el-Mandeb Gateway as an alternative route to purchase Saudi crude loaded from the Red Sea port of Yanbu. More than 80% of the Saudi crude transported to Yanbu is purchased by South Korea, Japan, and other East Asian energy importers. The South Korean government says it's secured enough crude supplies for now, locking down more than 90% of its required volume for September. Rosine Park, KBS World Radio News.
South Korea's national net worth stood at 24.56 quadrillion won, or approximately 16.57 trillion U.S. dollars, at the end of 2025, up 2.2% from a year earlier. According to the national balance sheet released by the Ministry of Data and Statistics and the Bank of Korea on Wednesday, although the national net wealth was up 531 trillion won, the growth had slowed slightly from the 5% rise posted in 2024. While non-financial assets, or real assets such as land and housing, reached 23.29 quadrillion won, up 3.8% from the previous year, net financial assets, total financial assets minus financial liabilities, plunged 20.4% year-on-year to 1.27 quadrillion won. The data showed that while financial assets rose 11.4% to 2.79 quadrillion won, debt accelerated by 13.6% to 3.12 quadrillion won. As the South Korean stock market boomed last year, the value of domestic stocks held by foreigners surged, leading to a sharp decline in net financial worth. South Korea is detaining a cargo vessel found to have violated UN Security Council sanctions against North Korea. According to Seoul's foreign ministry on Wednesday, the Prada entered Pyeongtaek port south of Seoul in March, and the government conducted an interagency investigation after receiving information that the ship had previously been involved in activities prohibited under UN sanctions. A ministry official said the investigation found evidence linking the vessel to sanctions violations, prompting authorities to detain the ship in line with UN Security Council measures. According to Voice of America, the vessel, also known as the Sophia, was previously cited in a joint statement by South Korea, the United States, Japan, and other partners urging stronger enforcement of sanctions against Pyongyang. VOA reported that satellite images showed the vessel loading coal at North Korea's Namp'o port in September and December 2024, suggesting possible involvement in prohibited trade activities. South Korea's National Human Rights Commission has recommended that the Defense Ministry and relevant authorities take steps to protect the rights of soldiers with special dietary needs, including vegetarians, religious diets, and food allergies. The commission made the recommendation on Wednesday, saying that providing alternative meals was linked to protecting soldiers' health, physical safety, and freedom of conscience and religion, as the state is responsible for meals provided to troops living on military bases. The recommendation came after the commission found that many soldiers with special dietary needs were not receiving alternative meals. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index rose 49.75 points, or 0.74% on Wednesday, to close at 6,797.7. The tech-heavy Kosdaq lost 2.25 points, or 0.3%, to close at 751.09. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chae.